And in studio now, very lucky to have Madeline Ebbs from DCC North and Lorna Osborne-Ryan from The Keep Project. Now, you were in before when we were talking about the Heroes of Kilmore, and that's happening very soon.
Yep.
So just tell us a little bit about The Keep Project. We know all about Madeline and DCC North.
Yeah, The Keep Project, we are it's under the Kilmore West Youth Project over across from Northside Shopping Centre here in Coolock. And I suppose we work with young people from age 10 up to 21. So this year is our first year hosting the Heroes of Kilmore. So lots of our young people are really, really inspiring to us, and we'd like to promote the area in that way. So this is a way for us to highlight different people in the area that are heroes to different people, to the young people, and then just to generally in the community. There's lots and lots of good people that work tirelessly, and it's a chance to be able to highlight those people at the event on the 8th of December.
Yeah, and what's been the response so far? Because it's very close now.
Really close. I can't believe how quick it's come up, but it's been a great response. We got a lot of applications in and nominations for Heroes, and we had to do a selection committee, and five people have been selected from the list that came in. All inspiring stories, but five kind of that were just blown away by what they do in the community and what they've overcome and achieved. And it's just a chance to be able to award them for all the efforts that they've done in the community on the day. So they have been selected, and they've been contacted, and they've been invited up on the day, so they're going to be awarded as well and for everyone to see. So
that's great.
Brilliant.
It's a great initiative, Madeline, isn't it?
I know, it's fantastic. Well, I'm just delighted that especially in the last year now, ourselves and a lot of the agencies are working together on projects, and it does make a lot more sense. So we were lucky to come across the likes of Lorna and Louise over there in the project. So this is a collaborative approach, I was saying to you before, between the City Council, the Youth Project and the Get Kilmore Going Group, which is made up largely of residents in the area. So we're trying to get everybody singing from the same hymn sheet, and as I said before, get rid of all the negativity from the area and focus on all the positive stuff, because there's an awful lot of positive stuff goes on that we don't hear about, and the little bits of negative stuff seem to completely monopolise all the headlines. So what we're trying to do now is bring the positivity to the fore.
Yeah, we like to do that at a lot of communities around the area, like down Ballymun, Coolock.
Yeah, and the work with volunteers has to be recognised, and the people, you know, who make the differences. So we're going to be solely now working on stuff like this. And as I say, it's great now to be able to work with all these different projects in the area, you know. So the 8th, I think, should be a good day. There's an awful lot happening over in the hall. Besides the Heroes of Kilmore, which is an absolutely great initiative, we have a Christmas fair. We're going to have Santa. We've just been told, we just got word from the North Pole, that two reindeers now are going to be popping down for the day. Santa has given us a loan of those. And the Gardaí are bringing along the mounted unit to assist on the day as well. So there'll be a Christmas fair in the hall, as I say. There'll be Santa, there'll be a little treat for the kids. You know, the kids that come early enough, I think we have tickets for I think a couple of hundred kids anyway. And the launch of the community garden, the tree will be switched on. People at Kilmore will be putting messages into little baubles, which will go up on the tree. So it's actually what Christmas is all about, really.
Yeah, it is brilliant. And especially Heroes getting awards.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a bit of a timeline to the day for people to know. It's from 2 to 5, so welcome between any time within that. But just for people to be aware that from 2 to 3:30 there'll be Santa's Grotto there, and I suppose there's a limited amount of presents for young people in that. And then from 3:30 then the Heroes will be announced and awarded and kind of time dedicated to that. And then around 4:15 everyone will be invited to go outside to the community garden, which is looking amazing, and the lights will go on. And there'll be also music on at the
Home Farm. We have the absolutely amazing and wonderful Home Farm Men's Choir have accepted our invitation to come down to sing at this event. And a lot of their members are from around the North Side and Kilmore. So they're a brilliant choir. If you haven't heard them, definitely come along on the day and have a listen to them. They are absolutely brilliant.
That is the 8th. When is that? That's
So it's a Sunday, Sunday the 8th of December. Yeah, Sunday week, exactly. So coming up fast approaching, which is, we've been talking about this for a long time within the project and meeting up with everybody coming together, and it's just, can't believe how quick it's after flying in.
Yeah, it always seems like yesterday as they're sitting here talking about it.
I say it's a sign you're getting old.
Yeah, I know.
My mother used to say someone's shortening the minutes because Christmas is just flying come at us like a truck this year.
Going in. Yeah. We just mentioned some of the people involved, like we have the Kilmore Youth Service, the DCC's, this is a mouthful, DCC's North Central Area Community Development Team, that's yourself, isn't
that's
it?
That's be ourselves, yeah.
Near the FEM, of course, are involved.
Yes.
DCC Recreation Centre.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And St David's, CBS.
Yes.
How are St David's
So Joe is the home school liaison officer there, and he has come on to the organising committee for this. So been active with kind of linking in with the school, advertising it there, donating some selection boxes. So really active with the committee for this event, and it's good to have the schools involved because obviously that's a huge access to the young people in the area, but also it's so close to our project as well. So it's nice to have a mixture of different experiences and different links on the same team working towards the same event. So there's also been other kind of places in the community that have been supporting. So the centre up the road from us in Kilmore, they've been donating some selection boxes as well, and have always been, you know, supportive with applications and having our box in there. St Luke's Church as well, they had our application boxes.
Kilmore Football Club.
Kilmore Celtic, isn't it? And Northside Shopping Centre as well. So it's been kind of just, everyone's kind of been bought into to this event and been supportive of it, which is lovely community feel to it.
Yeah, it is. It's brilliant. It's great to see different parts of the community all getting together.
Yeah.
And what about access? How many people can you cater for? You know, if you don't want a big, huge crowd arriving and having to turn away people. Is it a ticket event?
It's not necessary. There will be kind of a ticket process for the Seeing Santa, because that will be a limited amount of people be able to go through for the hour and a half. But it's just going to be a management piece on the day. We wouldn't want to turn anyone away. Yeah. But so we would still encourage people to come along, and there'll also be a management piece on the day. We haven't got specific numbers, but we've done a risk assessment on that, and we have a plan in place if there is a large group that will arrive. But we're looking for the community to turn up on the day. Yeah. So we just hope more the merrier. Yeah.
Are you looking forward to the day?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
it'll be brilliant. Exactly. I say it's going to be a great success, and like I often talk to you about the Christmas dinner dance.
Yeah, that's coming up now on the 11th of December. So we will be catering for 185 older people, like my own age group, kind of. But older people, 185 people will attend that, and they really look forward to that every year. It's a really good event. It's held down in Parnell's. Martin and Noel, who are famous duo around Dublin, provide the music on the day, and they're fantastic. We're also working in collaboration with the Santry Resource Centre on the 6th of December. They have their official tree lighting as well, and we're doing something similar to what we're doing in Kilmore. Santa will be there. Olaf apparently is going to be at the two events, and one of the elves is popping down off the shelf to give us a dig out as well on both those days. Yeah,
sounds like a great thing altogether. You know, it's always happening.
Well, you know what it does. Christmas brings out the child, the inner child, and all the adults, especially Lauren. I have to say, she's very excited.
Can't wait for this. Yeah. And that's actually something that reminds me. I suppose it's a community. It's not just for the young people, although it's at the youth project. This is for all ages, and we would encourage that if any children come, that they would be accompanied by a parent or guardian on the day as well. We kind of expect that, I suppose, of the day. It's not their norm where they'd come up to the group to your project for their group time slot. It would be something separate for the community. So we'd be asking, you know, younger siblings, their aunties, uncles, grannies, parents, guardians, everyone to arrive on the day, and just that, you know, they're all looked after in that way as well. So that's an important
family event. Family fun day. Yeah.
And the heroes of Kilmore themselves, is that a certain age group, or is it?
No, the actual winners are ranging from 7 years up to their 80s. So it who have been selected, the five. I won't mention them yet because it's
be a surprise on the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But no, it's no specific age. It was selected for the fact that they are actual heroes in the area, and it didn't matter about their age. But that is the actual age profile between the two, is around from 7 years old up to their 80s. Yeah.
Maybe we'll have a couple of them in after the
good idea.
After the presentation.
That would be amazing, yeah.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Good idea.
That.
Yeah, it's a great idea. Yeah, follow up and see what grows, because that's what happens through this kind of network, and other ideas grow, and then all of a sudden you're into organising another project. So that would be a good idea, John.
And I know you guys are going to be over doing a media piece with us on the day as well. So we're really looking forward to seeing what the outcome of that is, and to reminisce on the event as well and being captured. So we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, we'll talk about it again after the event, and maybe have a couple of the winners.
Good idea.
So, anything else?
No, we're just come along on the day and see what it's all about, and hopefully it can be an annual thing. And just to support the community. When so many people have bought into this, might as well come along the day and reap the rewards.
Yeah, and just to say that the community garden is looking exceptional. It's absolutely beautiful. And the lady Sharon, who came through DCC funding through Creative Ireland, who's designing the garden, is putting down a Christmas tree that we hope will grow. But this year, because it's going to be so small, Barry Bourne down there in Santry donated a Christmas tree to us, very kindly donated a Christmas tree, as I say, and the people from Kilmore are going to light it up, and they have lovely plans to light up the whole area with fairy lights and all. So I say it's going to look now very, very nice on the day.
And that's Barry Bourne, the flower and vegetable shop on Teller Road.
Yeah, he did. He did donate the Christmas tree. That's, but everybody from the club to the football club to the people of Kilmore, like, everybody is very on board with this whole project.
And there's a lovely piece in the Northside People about the whole thing as well.
Yeah, so thanks to the Northside People.
You're a regular in the Northside People as well.
Yeah, well, isn't it great to have the media on board with the positive stuff that we're doing? You know, I appreciate all the positive publicity that yourselves and the Northside People, you know, work away with us.
Well, that's what it's all about, the positivity. There's enough bad news.
Yeah.
And there's a lovely picture of the garden as well.
It's absolutely beautiful. Yeah. It's absolutely beautiful, I have to say now. It's quite stunning. You know, and it was just a piece of kind of dead green land, waste ground.
Yeah.
And it looks beautiful. So I'd say if that is to survive and grow, it will be absolutely gorgeous. Can I just mention also, there's a lot of work going into the Stardust Park, and in the spring, it's going to be mind blown. The colour that's expected to come up there in the spring with the planting that has just gone into it. And I know it's going to be coming up to the anniversary as well of the Stardust. So we're hoping it's going to look very beautiful for the people from the area as well. But we are putting an awful lot of work into the Stardust. The guys, the local CE scheme, doing great work there. St. Michael's House used the park every day, and we're getting great feedback from the people in the area, because we've made the park so much safer now. We've cut down all the tall trees, the bushes, so it's just been made really, really safe. But there's a tremendous amount of planting has gone on there in the last few weeks, so I can't wait to see the colour that we're expecting to come up there in the spring next year.
That's brilliant when you consider the problems that were associated with that park.
Yeah.
And it's more or less all sorted out now.
Well, we'd still have people, I don't know, what sort of people dumping and taking trolleys of their domestic refuse over to the park and burning it. I will never get my mind around, So we're hoping that people, again, you know, people have to be the keepers of their own area as such, that they're more mindful, that there is a lot of money, a lot of resources, a lot of time going into the Stardust Park, and we would expect people to respect that, you know, because it's for them, it's for your area, you know. So we need people on board with these projects.
Yeah. And there's a lot of people putting their time and energy into it.
Absolutely.
Free of charge.
Yeah.
And then
you
get these people coming along and throwing a bag of rubbish in.
The people come out from all over the north side on Tuesday morning to do that Stardust walk. With a great group of people. As I say, St. Michael's House use it nearly every day. We do intend working with St. Michael's House on a sensory garden there. And we are looking for people of the area to get involved early next year in making a fairy garden for the kids as well. So it'll be spectacular.
Right, we'll be talking about that again as
Absolutely.
Well. Coming
Absolutely.
Up to the, coming up to the summer.
Yeah, so you have the 6th, your Christmas fair, 6th of December in Santry, 8th of December in Kilmore, and the dinner dance is the 11th of December in Parnell. So do get in touch with us at Community Development here or the Kilmore West Youth Project if you need any further information on any of these events.
Brilliant. Anything else, Lorna?
No, I'm just really excited now. There's lots going on in the area. I suppose just even hearing what you're saying, Madeline, about the different projects going on, it is about taking pride in your area, and that's what we'd always encourage for our young people as well, is to take pride in where they're coming from, where their parents or guardians might have been coming from, and to, you know, respect that as well. And I think the respect comes when they see such an investment coming into their area, and us taking pride in it, it follows suit. So I think these projects are just fantastic, and can't wait to see what more projects come along in the future.
Great.
So good things happening.
Yeah.
Good news stories.
Yeah, for change.
For change, yeah. Well, we usually do cover
positive things. We do. Yeah.
Okay, listen, thank you both for coming in to me.
Thanks again. For having us, Sean.
Thanks very much.